Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You can bring whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, we will also be talking, well, since the caller that we had in the last hour did bring up Venezuela, we can get into that. Coming up here, because I do have a Venezuelan-related story about the Petro, their so-called cryptocurrency, the latest about that fiasco. But first, we've got to get deeper into this story, Chris, that you brought in about the E-ZPass automated tolls that are now in effect in states like Massachusetts, where they have fully implemented E-ZPass and gotten rid of human beings as far as toll takers are concerned, and they're now sending out pay by plate or whatever it is.
Yeah, so it's called pay by plate or cashless tolling.
Right.
And it's where they take a picture of your license plate if you don't have, if you haven't been coerced into acquiring a tracking device, which is i.e. E-ZPass, then they will basically track you anyway via your license plate and send you a bill in the mail.
And we're talking about how this affects people who are out of state. If you live within
right.
the state in which these systems are implemented, they're going to come after you. But if you are outside of that those state boundaries, things get a little interesting, and we're going to get into that. But I do want to bring this up because I've been looking here online. So we had some level of discussion about the cost savings or lack thereof. Is there a cost
savings?
You have
some numbers.
I don't have numbers, but I do have a statement from because whenever you look for this stuff, it's just like basic frequently asked questions about
E-ZPass.
But I did find a story from NPR, actually, in the headline, Analyzing the Hidden Costs of E-ZPass Tolls. Now, the story's a little old. It's like a decade old. But they interview a Professor Finkelstein, who is from, I believe, MIT. Yeah, Amy Finkelstein from MIT, so Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
It sounds like they're suggesting that it may actually be more expensive for E-ZPass.
No. The professor says, so here's the question from NPR. They say you'd think the costs would go down because they're employing fewer people to take the tolls. The professor says that's right. It is certainly cost-saving. However, it may actually make it easier to raise revenue because people are less aware of how much they're paying in tolls. So there's no doubt, according to the professor, that this system saves money. Of course, the money isn't passed on in the lowering the cost of tolls.
Mm-hmm.
As you pointed out earlier, they're raising the cost of the tolls, one, to incentivize people to get E-ZPass so they can more be easily tracked, and two, because if they decide to raise the tolls from $1 to $1.25 to $1.50 to $2, it's not like the people feel it immediately. When you went through the toll previously and they said $2, you had to reach in your pocket, pull out $2, and hand it over. Now, it's just dinged to your E-ZPass. So there won't be as much public outrage. There won't be as much even public notice when they raise the tolls.
So here's one of the problems with E-ZPass, though, is there's been so many, and this is not, it's also true of cashless tolling, but there's been so many problems with, fees and, bills that never got, the system just not operating properly, that it actually has caused a lot of outrage over the years, over its existence.
Doesn't matter. It's not going away. People can get outraged.
It's not going away. I agree. I don't think it's going away.
The professor's point is correct.
Yeah.
People won't notice the prices going up if they don't have to pay directly.
Right, and they end up paying more than what people initially perceived because of various billing issues that they then get charged $100 on or whatever that they never even received, or they were not alerted to the fact that they needed to refill their account with credit and so on, those sorts of issues.
So what happens, if you have an E-ZPass and you run out Do they then hit you with an extended fee or something like that?
I believe that is the case. I don't have Easy Pass myself.
Yeah, I've never had it.
I believe like New York or New Jersey was charging. I think both New York and New Jersey was charging a $100 fee if you run out of credit and then you go through and it doesn't alert you. Well, they're just like, well, we don't care. And so you have to pay this fee even though it never alerted you when it was supposed to alert you. And yeah, like that kind of thing is and apparently New York and New Jersey are like the worst. So like you might go through a couple of times, a couple of tolls. So you might have $300, $400, $500 bills
before you notice.
Later. And there's even people who have had $100,000 bills as a result of
$100,000
bills as a result of
hundreds or thousands.
No, $100,000 bill. Yeah. Because of the billing systems are just terrible, and the way everything
and
works.
How do you challenge it?
You can't. I mean, you can't. Not effectively. There's no real effective way.
In Florida, and they were a pain to deal with.
When didn't they call it SunPass down there?
They had both of those systems in use at the same time in Florida. And so you could have both a SunPass and an EasyPass.
I see.
And I think EasyPass ended up buying SunPass died.
Yeah, because it showed a map of EasyPass, and it's like almost all the Northeast, but then Florida.
Right.
So there's like a bunch of states between Florida and the rest of the Northeast that don't have it.
Is that because there's no, I hit up to North Carolina, but I don't usually travel past North Carolina. Are there not toll roads past North Carolina?
Not that I'm aware of.
I would imagine there probably aren't.
The only place where you could still use Easy Pass, though, is bridges. I don't even know if there are toll bridges now that I think of it in the southern United States. There may not be.
Yeah, it seems like definitely a Northeast, tolls, especially in the Northeast, are
pull that story
terrible.
Back up, Chris, because we hadn't even really gotten into the meat. I mean, we sort of ended up just discussing, you know, the ups and the downs of this system. And what we really wanted to get into was how avoiding registering with Easy Pass and not living in the state is actually a way to get around this.
Yeah, so let's see here.
They're just sending you a bill in the mail, and if the state that you're living, the geographic area you're living in, that state government doesn't have an agreement with Massachusetts, you basically don't have any real liability.
Yeah. So this is what it has to say. About 15 million... And one more thing I want to point out is there's a difference between them being able to bill you, okay, and you actually having to pay. And this is about enforcement of that bill that they send you.
Right.
So unless you're living in two states, they have no enforcement mechanism. About 15 million in tolls and fees, however, remained outstanding from more than 456,800 out-of-state pay-by-plate accounts.
These are people who were invoiced but never paid.
Right. Only 2.8 million of which MassDOT can essentially force payment on due to reciprocity agreements it has with Maine and New Hampshire officials. So basically what they're saying here is the only states they can force you to pay these bills are in Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire.
Right, because New Hampshire and Maine will do their bidding.
Right. If you don't have a place...
New Hampshire has to have reciprocity because they have Easy Pass.
No, they don't, because other states have Easy Pass and they don't have that.
That's correct.
Really?
Yep.
That's what we're talking about here.
New Hampshire could change its laws and not have this reciprocal agreement.
Right. That'd be a good thing to push for.
And yeah, it would benefit people in New Hampshire probably more than Mass, because we don't have anywhere near the amount of tolls.
Add that to your campaign agenda, nobody.
Yeah, definitely.
Somebody will have to look up the RSA, but I will definitely consider adding that as an issue.
Yeah. Under such agreements, Massachusetts can block New Hampshire and Maine drivers with outstanding toll balances from renewing their vehicle registration after 90 days without payment, according to MassDOT. So, yeah, it's definitely something that is very concerning, or should be concerning to people, I think. Massachusetts drivers who don't pay uncollected tolls can also face holds placed on their licenses and registrations. So that's only Mass people, so not New Hampshire or Maine. Without similar agreements in place for other states, including neighboring New York, Connecticut, and Vermont, Massachusetts transportation officials can take little recourse beyond sending invoices when they seek payments from out-of-state pay-by-plate accounts. Now, what's interesting is we know people from Vermont who have never even received any of these bills. Now, I do know people from Montana or with Montana plates that have received bills, and I also know people from Montana who have not received bills.
Right.
So it's certainly interesting, the different states and how this is reflected.
So just to clarify, if you're in New Hampshire or Maine, what was the thing
you have
can
a
restrict?
New Hampshire or Maine plate, they can suspend your vehicle registration, but
suspend
not your driver's
registration.
License.
Okay.
If you're in Mass, they can suspend your driver's license as well.
And maybe even go after you in court, would be my guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Claim you owe money.
Yeah.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up have what you want, here the number for you. It's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We're talking about how to avoid the Easy Pass / automated toll billing system things that they're implementing, and probably you're going to see them in more states, maybe even where you live. So what are the way around those? Are there some ways around those? We'll tell about it here in a moment. And do want you to know about LibertyCon, which is coming up April 3rd through the 5th. You can go to libertycon.com. And that is where you can learn more about this unique convention with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations that'll be in the same convention hall that you can network with for business or internship opportunities, career advancement. You can also watch some great speakers like John Mackey from Whole Foods, as well as Vernon Smith, who is a Nobel Prize winner in economics, Miriam Issa, pop culture expert, Nassim Nicholas Taleb, the author of The Black Swan, and others. Go to LibertyCon.com to learn more about LibertyCon, where we will, by the way, be broadcasting Free Talk Live. LibertyCon.com, you can save $10 on your registration, which is actually a significant portion of the fee because the registration is under $100, which is amazing, an amazing price for a convention that's a three-day convention. Go to LibertyCon.com and use code FTL to save $10. That's LibertyCon.com. All right, so, Chris, you've been sharing with us the story about these systems that Massachusetts has one, and I don't know which other states. New York, you said?
New York is implementing them. I'm trying to think.
New Jersey, I think you said as
well.
New Jersey, where they're getting rid of the toll-taking humans,
yep.
And they're making it so you just go through. Everybody just goes on through. No big deal. You get a bill in the mail.
Yep.
But what happens if you don't pay the bill? Well, if you live in Massachusetts or New York or New Jersey, watch out, because they're probably going to come after you. But if you're outside of those states...
That's correct.
Then
if you're not in... If your state does not have a reciprocal agreement,
right.
And currently the only states that do, in Mass at least, or have a reciprocal agreement with Mass for enforcement, are New Hampshire and Maine. So if you're not in... If you're going through Mass... There's no reason to pay unless you're in, you've got a New Hampshire plate or you have a Maine plate, no matter how many bills they send you.
Yeah, and I don't know if they can send them to collections eventually, to where bill collectors will start calling on you or what. But ultimately, what you're saying here, and this isn't legal advice.
If they were to send it to a debt collector, I mean, you can fight it at that point because it would go, it's not a valid debt.
Something you contracted for, that's
right,
for sure.
Right. I would just fight it at that level. And you should be able to remove anything that gets on your credit report, you can get removed by filing exactly what it is. I've never actually gone through the process, but there's something you can file, and it's at the federal level, I believe. So you should be able to get it removed from
your... You file a dispute with the credit agency.
Right, right. So
in this case, you would dispute it based on I didn't enter into an agreement to...
Right.
To do this. Now, this isn't legal advice, but it is interesting because we know people who are in this situation right now. They've traveled through Massachusetts. Maybe they went to the airport or something like that.
Yep.
Or they drove through the state, and then they got a bill in the mail. And then if you ignore that bill, the question is, what can happen? Well, if you're in New Hampshire or Massachusetts, and we don't know what the reciprocal states are with New Jersey and New York. They may have reciprocals with Pennsylvania or something like that. So you want to do a little research on that. But if you're in the reciprocal states, they can block you from re-registering your car the next year. But if you're not in those reciprocal states, if you're, say, in Montana and you're out driving in Massachusetts
right.
or New York,
so
then
what's interesting in Montana
they can't do anything
is
to you.
There is no renewal if your vehicle is over...
The permanent registration.
Permanent registration over a certain number of years, 13
right.
or 11 years or something
11.
Like that. So, and that is a potential option for people if you register an LLC, and this is no, I'm not a lawyer.
This is an option for people who are in New Hampshire and Maine as well.
This is right. This is true. If you register an LLC and you there's people out there, there's companies out there effectively that are called registered agents, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and you can have them register an LLC and then go down to the DMV in Montana and have them register your vehicle under the LLC. And at that point, as long as you take your vehicle, in most cases, out of state and use it in interstate commerce, once every, it depends on the state, but once every 90 days. Again, this is just my interpretation. A lawyer is probably going to advise against this, but nonetheless, basically, you probably will need to get insurance, but you can get insurance. And this is, and I do have to say that this is something that major companies do. They will register their fleet of vehicles in other states for for tax reasons and so on. And it's you know, it's some
legit.
Lawyers have certainly Montana has said that this is legit because
that's what corporations are for. It's to pick and choose as far as political jurisdictions are concerned to give you whatever the best deal is that's out there and to shield you from a bunch of crappy deals and to shield you from some legal liabilities.
Right, right. You do need to make sure that you... I mean, not in New Hampshire, you wouldn't, I guess, but in other states, most other states, you would have to make sure you get insurance. And if you wanted to drive the vehicle outside of New Hampshire, you certainly would. So you probably would want to get insurance. But you can get insurance if you make sure that you ask for what I would suggest is making sure the LLC is on your insurance as well as any anybody who's going to might drive the vehicle. And that should protect you in the event of some sort of collision where if you were in an accident and it was improperly improperly insured, they could decline to pay out. So that's the only thing that I would say that I've seen. But other people I know don't have it properly registered. They're properly registered. They're not properly insured. So it's not so much of a legal concern that I would have. It's more of an insurance concern that I would have.
One of our chatters does have a legitimate concern here that I think is worth raising on the air.
Sure.
Sean Ree, who's in our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, says eventually they will start working with other states, and then you'll go to renew your registration, and it will not allow you to until you clear your debt. That's a legitimate concern, meaning that...
That's assuming it's possible, but...
It's going to take a long time.
It's going to take a long time, and two, nothing necessarily says that that debt is valid, right? Like,
but that won't matter to the states.
Bet on the boogaloo.
Maybe
if the boogaloo comes.
Well,
then.
Look at how long it's taken Easy Pass, right? So, like, Easy Pass is still only in the Northeast for the most part, with the exception of Florida. So, if you live on the West Coast, if you live in the Midwest, if you live, you know, west of the Mississippi, it's going to likely be a while before Easy Pass gets in any way integrated into those states, and then they still have to pass whatever reciprocal agreements after that.
Right.
So you could be looking at the length of more than the long term of life of the car that you currently have, and you may switch out the car that you have between now and then.
And what people have to remember is there's also other ways to kind of get around this. I mean, if it's registered in your partner's name, like let's say they come out at you with a $100,000 bill, well, don't register that car. Don't renew the registration. Get rid of the car, buy another car, and have the new registration in your
partnership. Would it be attached to a different name? Like, okay, well, wait a minute.
Of course, because there's a name attached. There's a business or there's an individual attached to the registration, right?
Right, but what if it's your same name? Would they go after you personally if, like, car A was in your name and then car B is in your name? Are they going to attach the debt from car A to car B? Or will having a new car completely make it so they don't know who you are anymore?
Well, eventually they're going to push to put it on your driver's license like everything else.
But vehicle registration is not tied to your driver's license because you can register a vehicle
under a corporation
or an LLC. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
so,
and that's one of the advantages of doing that.
All right, 855 450 free. If you want to weigh in here, you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is bringing some star power to the legal team that will defend him in a Senate impeachment trial. The president added Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz to the team. Both have appeared on TV as legal experts. Clinton impeachment trial manager, former Congressman Bill McCollum of Florida, tells Fox News regarding Dershowitz.
Well, I've known Alan Dershowitz a long time, and I've read his works. He did not, of course, believe that President Clinton should be impeached and removed, and he certainly doesn't believe that President Trump should. His view is more narrow than mine, even, of what is an impeachable offense. So I think he'll make a brilliant constitutional argument about what is impeachable and what isn't.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department will open an investigation into claims someone was running surveillance on one of its ambassadors. Pompeo says he didn't know anything about this until news reports broke. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join us here. The toll free number is 855-453. We're talking about tolls and the newer systems that are being implemented in some states to completely abolish the human toll takers in favor of an automated system that sends you a bill. What happens if you don't actually live in the state in which the tolls were issued? And what happens if you don't live in a state where they don't have a reciprocal agreement with the state where you do live? Well, in that case, it doesn't seem like there's really any kind of penalty. In fact, one of our co-hosts, and I don't know, he hasn't told me that I can say which one, but one of our co-hosts has said to me that he's been using Montana plates for 10 years and has been going through the Easy Pass in Massachusetts, New York, and New Jersey for all 10 of those years, and also in Colorado for a few years, and has never gotten a letter.
That's interesting. So yeah, that means there's multiple, I think there's probably a dozen people I know, either co-hosts and or in our community, that have Montana plates, and I've only heard of one, I think, that actually has ever even gotten a bill, which is interesting.
My belief on this is that even if noncompliance is higher now than it was before, and it should be, right, because all these people who aren't paying now, the people who get the pay-by-plate, they get the letter in right. the mail, and as we showed, the numbers that you were sharing from this story, and I'm sorry, where was it? Do you recall where
this
the...
is MassLive.
MassLive.com. Were that about 9 out of 10 of the people who've been given these bills by mail have paid them, but 1 out of 10 haven't. But even if all of them didn't pay, they'd still be bringing more revenue in because they're not paying for the toll takers.
Right, so, and this argument was brought up originally when Mass implemented this,
yeah.
before it was implemented, because they wanted to know, well, are we going to lose money because of it?
And they won't.
They're going to lose money. They're going to lose money, but they're still going to make more because of the improved efficiency.
Correct. So yeah, they're not losing.
Walmart
anything.
Loses 3% of its inventory every year to shrink, and it makes. They don't lose any money. They make money.
Let's talk to Lumpy. He's in Cape Cod in Massachusetts. Lumpy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey there.
So I register my vehicles in Michigan. The reason I do that is because, as a friend of mine had told me one time before, they put a tracking device, or they opted me in for a tracking device on my car. Anyway, there's a
your friend did that? That is not a friendly thing to do.
No, my friend told me, Ian, and his name was Ian.
He told you about tracking devices. Okay, go ahead.
Years
you
ago. Anyway, gotcha. He said that there's an option for that, and that I was lined up for that. But I register because the state hates me, basically. I've stood up to them, and they've done a lot of bad stuff to me. So, and they are bad people. I don't give a...
Thank you.
What anybody says, all right? I really, I don't care. So I do everything I can to avoid paying them. So I had a guest here from Texas who happened to be one of the libertarian presidential candidates. So that of the five that I've smoked marijuana with,
nice.
And he was visiting. And yes, Gary Johnson lied. Sorry, nobody. Sorry, but Gary lied. It was a pork fest a few years back, and he lied about not smoking weed. But anyway, he was running for president, and you know how those guys have to lie.
Sure.
So. Anyway,
nobody cares if you smoke
weed. My ex got the bill up there, and I had come back from dropping him off at the airport when he was here visiting, and he went. I paid the toll. I went through this side where you could put change in, and we put the change in, and I paid the toll, gave me the green light, and I just went. Actually, I think it was on the way to the airport. I'm not sure because I remember fumbling around for change and saying, oh, my God, there's nobody here. We have to go this way. This was new to me. So so we go through. And so she gets a bill later on. She gets the letter. My ex, who did the registration for me, I made sure, she gave her the money. And she did everything for me up there. And she gets the bill. And now this would count against her. So it was a bad thing. You know, it would have counted against her because it was in her name.
Mm-hmm.
I sent her the money for that and she paid it. And, because otherwise it would have been a problem. When I was up there also years ago, I had a ticket in Vermont and probably one in New Hampshire and probably one in Massachusetts at the same time. And I could not get a license in Michigan because of the reciprocity. So I remember Chris was talking about the reciprocity earlier.
Right.
So they would not allow me to get a license until I cleared all those things up and
that
paid all the fees.
So those are there's different agreements. Some of them you may not be penalized.
This is what the whole Real ID is about too. That's what they're gonna that's another thing. But they're gonna get into your on the place where we're supposed to have the right to travel. Here we are with this police state. Travel regulation.
Well, I think they're lying about Real ID. I just saw another headline, Forbes magazine, claiming you won't be able to fly without Real ID later this year. I think it's a lie.
I will be flying.
Well, you have to have it.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
For driving. No, you don't.
No, I don't have a Real ID.
What state has gone against it besides New Hampshire and still?
A bunch of states.
I think Arizona doesn't have it either.
New Hampshire.
There's several states that have an opt-out option where, now in New Hampshire, they're pushing it, which really sucks.
Oh, yeah.
If you go in and you try to get a license.
The bureaucrats are.
The bureaucrats are pushing Real ID because they believe the story they've been told. Oh, you're going to need it to fly. You're going to need it.
Well, terrorism.
Yeah, I don't think it's true. I think it's a lie.
I will be flying as soon as very, very, I will be, I fly
a couple times a year, but I will
be flying with a non-Real ID driver's license.
And I probably will be as well.
I will absolutely be probably the first to inform people that, no, this is actually a lie.
It's supposed to be later this year.
Yeah,
so be ready for that. Just expect that it's going to take longer, okay? That's what you've got to plan for.
I will be
leaving an extra hour early.
Showing up to the airport even earlier than I already do. I already show up to the airport earlier than necessary because I always opt out of the scanning devices,
I used to fly all the time, and I haven't flown since 9/11. I used to fly all the time, every month. And I've not flown since then. And, I don't know if I have to fly I don't know what it's going to be like because I don't want to go through their stuff. And I'll
yeah, that's interesting.
You guys know me. I'm going to mouth yeah. off to them.
Opt out. If I can avoid it.
Yeah. Hey, opt out. That's the little tiny bit of resistance that like you can still fly and they will like not kick you out of the airport.
I'm waiting for the video with Lumpy going to the airport and stripping down totally naked. That's better than mouthing off.
Oh man. Yeah, that's great.
Then you really give them a show.
I would anticipate an arrest.
I don't
want to
scare anybody anymore. I'm old, ugly now. You don't need.
Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. So, Chris, did we cover this story pretty well?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's pretty much a game.
So, tips are: don't live within the state that has these systems. Yeah. That would be helpful. Don't live within a state that has reciprocity. If you do live in a state that has a reciprocity, you can register your car under a corporation in a different state, like Montana, for instance, or Wyoming, or you know, some other state.
Which is almost certainly not worth doing purely for tolls. But there are other reasons.
So
for
there's
like
things,
shielding liability.
There's mm-hmm. also it probably won't shield you on liability, but
it will if there's a court judgment against you. If you have a,
all different kinds of liability.
If you have
everything, you're liable.
The driver, they're going to hold the driver responsible if you get into an accident, not the vehicle.
I understand that, but the idea behind putting an asset in a corporation that's not you or not provably owned by you,
sure.
is like, for instance, there's New Mexico LLCs where they're bearer corporations where there's no owner on record. It's whoever has the paperwork is the owner, so they don't know who actually owns the corporation in that case.
Yep.
So if they come after you and they get a judgment against Chris Wade for $100,000, and Chris Wade does the car you drive isn't owned by Chris Wade, it's owned by Think Penguin or some other shell corporation, then they can't take the car.
I believe that's correct. It's
well, the other nice thing is if you don't like registering with the state, something that I've always thought would be cool would be to buy cars and sell them again with a corporate handle.
Mm.
And so basically you form the corporation, you register the car to it, then you sell the corporation to somebody else. Nobody knows who owns that car.
Right, and you don't have to pay the tax on the car sale because you're just selling the person the file folder that's the corporation.
Right, so in New Hampshire you're going to save hundreds of dollars a year probably.
In other states too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And whatever the sales tax at the time that you sell the car too, that's what I'm talking about when you that tax
I'm thinking about
you.
That. I'm just thinking the vehicle registration.
Yeah, that's you. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here at the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, possibly really good news for Ed and Elaine Brown. The imprisoned tax so-called protesters.
Wait a minute. Weren't they supposed to be held for life or something like that?
Oh, yeah. They were 37 supposed
37 years.
Yeah, they were going to die in prison because they're already in their late 70s, early 80s, for not paying federal income taxes over some number of years. They went to prison back in, like, 2006, I think. 2007, somewhere in that range. And we got an update on that story. That's coming up here. Plus, if you want to join us, you can. By the way, in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Also, want to say thank you to Jesse Cruz, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Jesse contributes $5 a month to the AMP program that helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help us get on new radio stations and bring new listeners on board with the show to expose folks to the idea of freedom and liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and the things we like talking about here on the radio. So thank you to Jesse for that. And you can join the AMP program just like Jesse over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. If you want to opt into having your name thanked on the radio, you do have to opt in because by default you're off the record. You're sort of anonymous. But if you want to opt in, that's easy to do. And there's instructions that you'll be given when you join the AMP program at ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, in this case, it's actually Mark Edge. He is one of our co-hosts who has been traveling over the last week, and he's finally landed after a brief stint in Hong Kong, talking with some of the Hong Kong protesters out there, kind of getting the lay of the land. You've moved on to your destination in Saipan, which is the capital city, capital island of the CNMI, which stands for the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. Welcome, Mark.
Wow. Hey, yeah, I'm using the term U.S. Mariana Islands just so that people get a clearer picture as to what's going on. I mean, you know, Commonwealth isn't really descriptive that it's a U.S. territory, so I've just been calling it U.S. Mariana Islands.
And it has been a U.S. territory since, I think, officially either the early 80s, right?
I thought it was even earlier than that.
It's had real weird status, but basically a territory since World War II.
Right, but I think they finally put the Constitution in place and, like, finished up the deal in the early 80s.
When are they going to put the Constitution in place here?
What's that?
When are they going to put the Constitution in place here?
I think New Hampshire's had one for a long time.
Yeah, they don't obey it.
Well, no, of course not. I suspect they don't obey it in Saipan either. In fact, I've got a news story here about government spending being out of control in Saipan and in the CNMI, a $98 million deficit in fiscal year 2019. The details in the story, but later on...
So they're not taxing, but they are spending.
They're spending, yeah. Later on in the story, it actually says that puts CNMI's government in violation of the Constitution. So they're violating their Constitution, too. After just, 30 years.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mark, you've been on the ground there for roughly a full day. Now you've had a full day
and
night.
Can you get up?
In CNMI. So what are your first impressions?
I think it's great. I don't know what else to say about it. It's not as villagey as I thought. Basically, you drive along the road and there's almost always businesses, especially in the south end of the island. So it's pretty built up here. It's 12 miles long, the island, so...
Wait, the island or the islands?
Car
Sorry,
for
just,
a while.
Just to clarify, you said it's 12 miles long. The island you're on, Saipan, or the whole stretch of islands is 12 miles?
Right. I know the distance from Saipan to the most northernmost islands is about 275 miles.
Okay, gotcha. And there's 14 islands,
Saipan,
correct? There's 14 islands?
Yeah, I mean, it's really inconsequential how many islands there are when there's not people on them, but
right.
Yes.
Right, right. So there's three islands that are the primary populated islands, Saipan, Tinian, and Rota?
That's correct. And Tinian and Rota are both sparsely populated. I think Tinian has about 3,500 people. Rota has about 2,800.
Right, and each of these islands have their own senators. So there's three senators per island that meet as the National Senate. There's also some representatives on each of these islands as well.
So these are not federal senators.
These are local senators.
Okay, the equivalent of state officials.
They have a representative in the U.S. House, but they have no vote. Correct, Mark?
Right. So they're just observer status, basically.
Correct. And you can't even vote in federal elections if you live in Saipan, and your taxes don't actually go to the federal government.
That's correct. And who wants it? I mean, when you vote in a federal election, I mean, think about somebody who's from Florida or whatever. What are the 30 million people in Florida? And you're one of the people that's voting on a senator? I mean, your vote is completely inconsequential in those kind of numbers.
Right.
However, if you're on the island of Tinian and there's 3,500 people and fewer than half of them can vote because most people here do not have, the U.S. citizenship status.
They're immigrants,
So you're talking about 1,500 people or so are voting. I have the possibility of voting, maybe 1,000 get out and vote tops. Your vote actually has a possibility of making a difference.
Well, even in Saipan, there's only, 19,000 registered voters in Saipan, the big island?
I think there might be a little more than 19,000 registered voters, but there are 19,000 that voted in the last gubernatorial election.
Right, so the current governor won with, 9,000 votes, basically.
Hmm. Yeah, and it's pretty firmly Republican here.
That's what I've heard. Now, that doesn't mean anything because the Republicans there are different from Republicans elsewhere from what I've heard, though, right?
It means something.
Sounds like
it doesn't mean everything.
I mean, because they're already in a $98 million deficit in 2019. Well,
sounds like Republicans
to me. Yeah, they're just like
me.
Republicans that way.
Right.
They tax and, spend
what they don't have.
Spend.
Yeah, yeah. So now let's talk about the reason you actually went down there. I mean, not just because it's warm, and it is warm. It's the most consistently warm weather and most consistent weather across the entire world, apparently. It won a Guinness Book of World Records for this. It's between 83 degrees, 86 maybe, and 76
right.
or something, 77?
Right. I don't have the numbers that it's, that the sort of 80-20 rule in the numbers here,
mm-hmm.
but you can be pretty much guarantee that the weather is between 70 degrees Fahrenheit and 86 degrees Fahrenheit at all times. It's somewhere in there. It may be raining, and it rains just kind of, some rain blows in, then it blows out. Not that big of a deal. Not like New Hampshire where it rains for a day and a half.
Well, there are going to be hurricanes. I mean, hurricanes are a real-life, threat down there for sure.
They have typhoons, and they come through. But it's not like, say, the Caribbean, where the winds winds off of Africa, you know, blow the hurricanes in to a specific location all the time. It has to, they have to show up. There was a major typhoon here a couple of years ago, and they use this as an excuse for not getting on with life a great deal. But, you know, you just build right and you'll be fine.
All right. So the reason you went down there, though, is this Crypto Frontier project. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Crypto Frontier Project is the idea of creating, you know, a small group of dedicated crypto guys to probably push acceptance on the island and to maybe attract some people that are actually doing crypto-oriented businesses. Here, when you show up, you're an actual percentage of the population. You know, if you have 10 people on the island of Rota, you have far more success than the Free State Project has ever had as far as actual numbers and insertion in a given geographic area. And you know, maybe that will result in some people doing some business and, you know, this being the hub of all things crypto. I don't know.
I got to say, I was impressed with the pitch. Alexander, who is one of the idea men behind this, the originators, the creators of the Crypto Frontier, he came here, he hosted our Thanksgiving show with us, and we quizzed him and asked him a bunch of tough questions about the islands there and, you know, what this project was all about. And he had a really persuasive pitch. They come up with some really good reasons why this is an interesting opportunity, and it looks like some big players are already getting involved. I saw Vin Armani, our former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who only left Free Talk Live because he left New Hampshire after having lived here for about a year. His wife got pregnant and they needed the family's help raising the kids, so they went back to California. But he has.
But is that so? I mean, if he's looking at moving here, and he sort of is,
yeah,
he must have left New Hampshire for a reason other than just child care. Not to say child care is not great.
Okay, well, that's what he told me. Okay, so I don't know.
I understand. That's because people don't want to say ice falls from the sky and doesn't leave here for 4 months.
Well, why wouldn't they say that? I mean, that's one of the worst reasons to live here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the worst part about being up here is the ice slipping on it, and, you know, that's pretty unfun. But anyway, that's what he told me. So what I was saying was Vin Armani has joined this group of chatters. There's like a Telegram group for highly interested potential movers, and he's in there. He's a big mover and shaker when it comes to the world of cryptocurrency. And there's been a few other names that have jumped in there that I've seen, and there's a few other things. Mark, can you stick with us and go into next hour?
Anybody need a programmer out there?
I can't. No, I can't.
You gotta go. All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855, 450, free. I'm sure we'll get some more updates from you.
Nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it. Date women under your terms instead of society's. Be a completely free man. I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.